did remember him, and although she was disappointed at not seeing him on that occasion, she looked forward to renewing her acquaintance with him.
I take it he did call?
Oh, yes. He was such a gentleman.
And there were further meetings?
Almost every day. Well, evening. Hosmer was very shy, you see. He said he prefers to walk with me in the evenings, as he hated to be conspicuous. But I did not mind. That is, I became very fond of Hosmer, Mr. Angel. I know that Mother was taken with him, too, and everything would have been so perfect. But then Father arrived back from France.
I will not have it. I am master in this house, and I will not have strangers coming in and out without so much as a by your leave as soon as my back is turned.
But, Father, surely Hosmer could
have... That is enough. I may be old-fashioned, but I have always held a woman should be happy in her own family circle. She should not have to go outside it.
But a woman needs her own circle to begin with. How can I find...
I do not want to hear another word on this matter. As far as I'm concerned, Mr. Angel is not to come to this house ever again.
Did he make an attempt to see you?
Father was going off to France again the following week, and Hosmer wrote and said it would be safer and better not to see each other again until he had gone. We could write in the meantime, and indeed he used to write every day. I took the letters in the morning, so there was no need for Father to know.
Were you engaged to the gentleman at this time?
Oh, yes, after the very first walk we took. Hosmer, Mr. Angel, was a cashier in an office in Leadenhall Street.
Which office?
That's the worst of it, Mr. Holmes. I do not know.
Where did he live?
He slept on the premises.
So, where did you address your letters?
To the Leadenhall Street post office, to be left till called for. Hosmer said if I sent them to his place of work, he would be chaffed by the other clerks about having letters from a lady. So I offered to typewrite them, the way he did his. But he said no, and that when I wrote them, they seemed to come from me. But when they were typewritten, he always felt that the machine had come between us. That shows you how fond he was of me, Mr. Holmes, and the little things he would think of.
It has long been an axiom of mine that the little things are infinitely the most important. What happened when Mr. Windybank returned to France?
Hosmer came to the house again and proposed that we should marry before Father came back. I must tell you, Mr. Holmes, I had never seen him like this before. He was in such dreadful earnest.
Swear it, you must swear it.
But Hosmer, I...
Swear it here on the testament.
But what could possibly...
Swear that whatever happens, you will always be true to me.
I swear it.
There. It's for the best, dear, you'll see.
Yes, of course.
Now, Hosmer, the wedding. I thought Friday would be the most suitable. In the morning.
That should do very nicely. Mary?
Do you mean this Friday?
Does that not suit you?
Of course it suits her.
But what about Father? That is, we should not get married without telling him.
Your father is in France.
Perhaps we should wait till he returns.
Best to tell him afterwards.
But surely we should...
You leave your father to me. I'll make it all right.
But, Mother, he would not even let Hosmer into the house. He's hardly likely to approve of
it. I said leave your father to me. Now, I have told you, it will be all right.
Hosmer?
I think we must take our chance while we can. You will have no cause to regret this, my dear, I promise you.
I know, Hosmer, but... Very well. If it is what you wish... We will be married on Friday.
Your wedding was arranged then for the Friday. Was it to be in church?
Yes, sir, but very quietly. It was to be at St. Saviour's near King's Cross, and we were to have breakfast afterwards at the St. Pancras Hotel. Hosmer came for us in a hansom, but as there were two of us, he put us both into it and stepped himself into a four-wheeler, which happened to be the only other cab in the street. We got to the church first, and when the four-wheeler drove up, we waited for him to step out.
Come on then, Gov. Mustn't keep the bride waiting. What's going on in there? Nothing to get worried about, you know, Gov. No worse than having a tooth out. Here, what's happened?
What is it, Kevy?
Blimey. But who'd believe that? He's gone.
That was last Friday, Mr. Holmes. I have not seen Hosmer since. Nor have I received any communication from him.
It seems to me that you've been very shamefully treated, Miss Sutherland.
Oh, no, sir. He was too good and kind to leave me so. Why, all that morning he'd been saying to me that whatever happened, I was to be true, and that even if something quite unforeseen occurred to separate us, I was always to remember that I was pledged to him, and that he would claim his pledge sooner or later. It seems strange talk for a wedding morning, but what has happened since gives a meaning to it.
Your own opinion is, then, that...